You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, we're back here with us. We're going to dive into the conversations because there's a lot to talk about, but I had KC this because if I don't tell him now, I'm going to forget. Mm. I had been struggling with what to wear to first night in Vegas. Mm. Got a Vegas trip coming up, TC.
When are you going to Vegas?
A week from this Friday.
No F.
Oh, it's you lit. Out there?
It's lit.
Stop playing.
Yes, bro.
It's yes, lit.
Bro. It's up, bro. It's
stop
up.
Playing. Are you really out there?
It's up, bro. It's up.
I'm here the 30th, 31st, and the 1st.
It's up.
It's lit.
Get out here. Yes.
It's lit.
Oh, that's what's up. What are you going out there for?
Met is flying me there, and me and Angel McCautry, former number one overall.
Oh, I know Angel.
So, for the listeners, and to this UFC Apex event.
Okay.
This private UFC, 700 people in the octagon area. Every seat's like a front row seat. And they want us to kind of like document what it's like using the Ray-Ban Meta glasses, using all the stuff and like showcasing, meeting the fighters. It's two women headlining the fight. I don't know which woman it is. And so they're sending me and her there, VIP. They're having cameras follow us.
Fire.
That's the reason that the friend told me it was $4,000 to do an hour is because Angel's going to come on, let her shoot. And had dinner actually with Angel last night. God,
she's hilarious.
She's hilarious, mm-hmm. bro. Hilarious. The queen of the side.
Oh, just yeah.
Like, she can't like, she'll look at you like, did you just see what they just said? Mm-hmm. We had this waiter who was like kind of trying to mansplain, like gay mansplain LA, like the Italian menu for her. And she was not feeling it. And she was like, this dude over here, I think he's out. I think he's out. And I was like, no, we're going to turn him. We're going to turn him. And eventually he was like, because he was super proper, you know, with every bit of it. And eventually he was like, don't get it twisted. We got to help our girl Angel out here with some extra water. So he really came out of the shell. I was calling him E at the end instead of Eric. So anyway, we're going out there and we're going to be literally in Vegas that night. So we're going to go to Catch. We got to link up. Like, we
oh,
gotta
bet.
Fire.
Yeah.
Yes, this is happening.
Oh, this Vegas trip keeps getting better. I get there that Friday morning. So just like.
That's the 30th, right? That's when I think I go there.
Yeah,
that's when I think I go
there. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So the trip keeps getting better. It's way up. So I what I was tell you, because I figured you'd love this, is I had been struggling with what the first night outfit was.
Mm-hmm.
and I got it. First what time, it? I'm going blazer, no shirt.
Ooh, that's how you do it. That's how you gotta do it.
I tried it this morning. The cut's pretty deep.
Yeah,
it's pretty
deep.
As it
should be.
I'm gonna have to do about 1,000 push-ups a night for the next for the next week and a half. But the cut's pretty deep, and I'm like, this is the look right here.
That's a move. We in Las Vegas.
This is the look for Janet Jackson.
We in Vegas too. That's how we gotta do it. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Man. Yes.
So how long are you there for?
I'm in and out, maybe a night or two.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I'm being extended. You never know.
Well, we got Janet Friday. We got Kendrick and SZA on Saturday.
Oh, man.
And yeah, okay. I'm so
That's
hyped.
What dating Damien's like. Just like you just get treated like a princess.
I'm telling
like
you.
An ivory princess.
I'm telling
that's
you.
That's my girl. That's my queen. Yo, we was talking women's basketball. You're talking Angel McCautry. The W got started since the last time we talked. Did you get a chance to? I watched a little bit of Paige Bueckers last night. It was the only game. I think it was literally the only thing I cared about that was on last night, unless I was going to turn on baseball.
That's pretty dope for the NBA to step out of the way, too. I like that now that the WNBA season, we're starting to not be up against the first round where there's games every other day. Mm-hmm. You have some breathing room for the WNBA to have their own space.
Were you surprised by that Vegas ass whooping that happened over the weekend?
I think they're going to take a step back. I really do. I don't know what's going on with them, but even last year, they had chemistry issues. I didn't really know what was going on. Even Becky Hammon, the head coach, was saying, they're just not really – they don't have the fire under them the same way, you know? And it felt like because they had won the title and they had been so dominant multiple years in a row that they didn't have that same – cohesiveness, that same work ethic. You have players also getting older and dealing with injuries. Chelsea Gray is getting older. Jewel Lloyd is getting older. And I like Jewel Lloyd a lot. You have multiple players off the team that were key role players. I'm not surprised. And I think if they do become like a top tier team, it's going to take some time. You have a different point guard scorer. So everything's different. And you lost Kate Martin. You lost Alicia Gray. You lost a lot, right? So, yeah, I'm not shocked. I'm actually not shocked that the Storm, I think the Storm will be probably a team in transition as well, despite the fact that Skylar Diggins says that this is the most talented roster she's ever been on. I think the Mercury are going to be really, really good. They're going to be really good. This is a team that is kind of stacked, despite how clearly toxic this organization is with some of the recent news that came out.
Oh, my God. Did you see that this morning?
Wow.
Josh Bartlestein or whatever Bartlestein it was and
that
MAGA
was crazy.
Barbie. Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
That was – all right, man. Damn.
Well, you learned a lot. So, boy, a lawsuit come out that you don't have nothing to do with the lawsuit. Something going to happen.
That was – I was like, all right.
They spill the business for no reason other than to make that lawsuit get in the news. If Sophie Cunningham's not alleged in that lawsuit as sleeping or having an affair with the CEO of the Suns, do we care at all about some guy named Cornelius Caldwell or whatever his name was? Cornelius Craig? Probably not.
I didn't even know that was going down until...
Until
got involved.
I try to tell you guys, though, back to the W, the Mystics are going to be, and I know they haven't played anyone yet. They played the Dream.
Yeah.
They played the Sun. So, but they don't have Aaliyah back. And she's coming soon. And Aaliyah Edwards. And they've got Kiki Iriafin,
who is
playing like a double-double machine. 17 points, 14 rebounds, multiple blocks. You've got Sonia Citrone, who's been playing really well. They've got pieces, right? So I think the way that they're going to play is super fast. They're playing that like Steve Nash, Mike D'Antoni, shoot the rock in 8 seconds under the shot clock. They're going to make everybody run up and down. Like I said, probably Stephanie Dolson's going to lose like 35 pounds. It's like, that offense is going to be her Mounjaro, her Ozempic. So that's just what it's going to be. But what they're doing is scoring a lot of points, right? 90, 95 points. And you haven't seen that team break the 90s last year until September outside of overtimes. So I really like what the Mystics are doing pretty much in every way. Yeah. And also Brittany Sykes is playing awesome. She's been awesome.
They got Kiki. The Valkyries tomorrow.
Oh, that's a double.
Yeah, they're taking them to Pound Town. That's going to be – the Valkyries are the goofiest expansion team I've ever seen.
It's wild. The average age of 39 on that team.
I told Angel last night, you could play for the Valkyries tomorrow.
Facts. You absolutely could.
Hey, bring her on. Come on.
Get buckets, too.
Yeah.
Real quick about the Aces, too. Shout out to my girls. You know what I'm saying? It's a tough way to start the season, but I think they'll be all right. But this is like this run. This is like, what, 5-6 years? Like, it's about time. Like, you're back in.
Yeah.
Of this run, and you got somebody like the Liberty, and you know, I think the Sparks are actually going to be pretty good with Kelsey out there, and when Cameron comes back, and my girl Rakia as well. You got teams that are ready.
Andy Erica Hamby is playing. Yeah. I think she really got in shape from playing in Unrivaled. That's the reason, guys. This is the reason you watch Unrivaled, is so that you know who's up next in the W, because you're seeing players develop. Get in shape, figure out their game before your very, very eyes. And then you fast forward till May and you're like, well, that's not a surprise. D'Arca Hamby really got like a tune-up season, especially considering that she's come off of multiple births. Like she's been injured, quote unquote injured, due to the fact that she's been pregnant twice.
And what's the point guard? I like the point guard too. What's my point guard's name? For the Sparks.
Oh, there's a couple.
The lefty.
So, you're talking about Ari McDonald?
No,
she's a lefty.
I'll figure it out. But I like what I saw from them. I mean, they were playing the Valkyries. I like their game when I saw them.
No, you're not talking about.
Odyssey Sims is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Odyssey Sims, yeah.
So I think they're going to be better than people give them credit for. But I say all that to say the Aces are on the tail end of their 5-year run. Like, yeah, there's going to be some slippage.
Well, and you talk about the Liberty. You talk about the Lynx. The Lynx, I think, are
The Lynx are poised. Make it happen this year.
I was at game 5 of the finals last year, and they got utterly screwed multiple times down the stretch by the refs. There was just like some real suspect, and it happened down to the wire, and it was like they didn't really foul Stewie to send her to the line. And then the way that unfolded was sort of disastrous and enough to make you so pissed that you are a buzzsaw for the next season. So I think the Minnesota Lynx should be the favorite, and they are the favorite. But you look at the Liberty, Phoebich, this chick from overseas, was a rookie last year and was a main contributor of what they did in their title run. She hasn't even come back to the roster yet. And then you add in, you know, multiple players, and especially considering you're like, all right, you've got Tasha Cloud, who they took for 2 first round picks, the 7th pick in this draft and the 2026 first round draft pick. And she comes in and seamlessly gives you 22 points. Buckets after buckets. That's crazy. But not just is she giving you buckets. She's also had multiple steals. She was a rebounding machine. She was whipping the ball around. And most of that production was in the second half. So I think she's probably the biggest. You talk about how crazy the free agency was and how many big time players got moved. You got KP moving. You got Jewel Lloyd moving. You got all the girls that went to the Phoenix Mercury moving, BG goes to the Dream, you know, all this stuff happens. I think Tasha Cloud could be the piece that helps the Liberty be able to say, okay, we can repeat, or at least be right in the mix for that.
I didn't even realize she was there until I was watching the game. I said, I was telling Damien, they got into Tasha Cloud? How'd that happen? Investigation.
Well, remember, the Mystics were offloading pieces. And the Mercury were offloading pieces. And they let go of Tasha and Sophie Cunningham all at once. And then the Sun were offloading pieces, because Tasha goes from Phoenix to Connecticut. And you knew Tasha wasn't going to stay in Connecticut. That team effing sucks. They're terrible. They're just like a nightmare zone. There's no wonder they're selling that team. No one wants to play for them. Marina Mabry's
a horrible place to be, too.
So Siberia, too. Like, she just wants out. They won't trade her. Uncasville. No one knows what's going on.
Sounds terrible.
And they've just disintegrated overnight. So Tasha Cloud doesn't even spend a minute in Connecticut. Connecticut takes the 7th overall pick this year, takes Liberty's next year's first, which will probably be 12th. And they get Anissa Morrow with it, who I think will not ever produce at any level. She's just like 6 feet power forward, which you just, I don't know what you're going to do there. She can't dribble the ball at all. I saw her up close. She puts the ball on the ground. It's curtains for you.
We nickname her Buddy.
Name her Buddy. I really was like, this girl is Buddy Hield. It's like what Jimmy Butler was saying. I bet you Flauge is like, yo, do not put the ball on the ground. Do not run the floor. If you're in the paint, go up. Do not dribble and do anything with the ball. She's a mess, but she's a beast, but she's the best. They found a way to steal her, basically.
The WNBA season is getting underway. The NBA season is winding down. The conference finals get underway tonight. Woo! Is there a particular NBA finals you would like to see more than the other?
Minnesota and Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Teams that have never had a ring.
Okay.
Someone gets their first ring.
The Knicks are almost there.
Feels like the Knicks have never had a ring.
Feels like the Knicks are there, doesn't it? Team that's never gotten a ring. So I don't think that's what I'm going to get. I think we'll probably get OKC, Indiana. Indiana, we've been saying this week after week after week. Indiana's super tough. They can out tough almost anyone. And I think that even includes the Knicks. Knicks obviously have been super clutch down the stretch with Jalen Brunson. But, man, I don't know if you can say how far Tyrese Halliburton has been behind Jalen Brunson in the playoffs.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
In terms of getting last-second buckets.
Talking about...
He's been considerably behind him, but he's had some clutch moments.
Nah, but he's had
been
the
considerably
he's
behind
had,
him.
He hasn't had the volume moments. Of points, but he's had the moments.
He's had some clutch moments, yes. For sure.
He hasn't had the volume of points, but also, let's be honest, there's no real shot creator on the Knicks besides Jalen Brunson.
Nah. It's just, I mean, depending on how you feel about Cat, but it's really Jalen Brunson. That's about
yeah,
it.
Everybody so you, have to go to him.
Yeah.
Indiana's got Pascal Siakam. He can be the shot creator. That's what makes them so dangerous is you don't know when those moments. Andrew Nembhard is a great shot creator.
Mm-hmm.
He would go to the Knicks right now and be much better than, I think, Deuce McBride. So, yeah, I think if Tyrese Haliburton needed to do what Jalen Brunson did, I don't know if he would, but I don't know that he would be like three notches behind. He's had those. Oh my God. The intentional missed free throw off the front rim to the rebound, to the jab step, step back three for the win.
That was a moment.
I might never forget that.
That was a playoff, historic playoff mm-hmm. moment right there. Shout out Tyrese, man. He's playing well. I think the Knicks are going to win the championship. I think we look at and Trista, you tapped in like you look at it beyond the surface stuff. So I think you probably saw some chinks in the armor. But ever since they beat the hell out of the Mavs last year, it was Boston just going to do this again. Mm-hmm. They loaded. They ready to go. Even when Cleveland was winning the number one seed and having the best record, yeah. Boston gets to the playoffs, they're going to handle business. And we all looked at them as the best team in basketball, even outside of OKC and all this other stuff. And the Knicks just beat them. I know Tatum was gone, to close that series out, and that may have pushed things over the edge. But they were basically up 3-1 already. They just beat the Celtics, the best team in basketball, I believe. Mm-hmm. They're playing the best, maybe them in Indiana playing the best basketball right now in the NBA. And I think New York got everything you need, man. I think they've got the primary scorer. They've got the secondary guy in Cat. They've got switchable pieces all around the perimeter. They're tough. We're now here in the final two series. You don't need a 9-man rotation. You need about 7, maybe 8 guys that you can trust. And we're going to ride this thing to the championship. I think they're going to win it.
You know what's interesting as I went when you were talking about that just now, Kenny, is I looked at the preseason odds and I was like, I wonder what the preseason odds were for the Knicks to win the whole thing. And they were had the second worst odds.
Really? I thought they would have been higher.
It was Boston plus 300, Knicks plus
725,
Nuggets plus 750. You guys are going to trip out. Minnesota plus 850. Oklahoma City Thunder plus 900. That's pretty damn good.
What was Indiana?
Indiana was, 50-1. 50-1. And the team that just went to the Eastern Conference Finals, they said, we don't believe.
I believed in Indiana this year. I didn't believe in that run last year. And now, like last year, I didn't think there was any chance they beat Boston. Obviously, they're not playing Boston now. They're playing New York. But this is a significantly, in my mind, TK, this is a significantly better version of the Indiana Pacers than played last year.
Yeah, the versions that we're getting from them are better, right? I think you've got just a significant uptick in development from role players. You've got Ben Mathurin, who you can't really delegitimize. He wasn't playing in the last year's playoffs because of injury. That helps you a lot. That one guy that can be your microwave helps a lot.
Facts.
But if as a better, you say, okay, this is a team that just went to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think probably you say the same thing, like Ben Mathurin will be back as long as, injury luck continues to be in their favor. And you say, okay, well, 50-1, even if they just get back to the Eastern Conference Finals, I can hedge and take the other team. And now you're getting some of the money back to lock in profit. So that's kind of like how smart bettors, not me because I'm not that smart of a bettor, but that's how smart bettors would have played it, right? Is they would take the Knicks now. They would put a bunch of money on the Knicks to win the championship. If they lose and the Pacers go to the finals, then you double back and take the Thunder and try to lock in. Say you put $1,000 on the Pacers to win it all. Mm-hmm. You can lock in $10,000 to $15,000 with the profit if they're in the Eastern Conference Finals, which is, they kind of cruised to this point. Mm-hmm. Cruised.
Go New York, go New York, go.
Is Shea ever getting the MVP, or did they just decide, nah, not this year?
They just sat down with it this year.
They're looking for a marquee moment for Shea, and he, despite scoring 34 on average per game, he has the quietest scoring I've ever seen. I thought he had taken a downtick in production, and I was checking in on his production now, and I was like, oh, he's actually 4 points per game better than he was in the regular season. But it doesn't felt like that. And thank God for Jalen Williams. He had that game because he was getting – people were ready to trade him. You'd be like, okay, he can't be our secondary scorer. This guy went 2-for-17 from three. We got to get this guy up out of there.
See, or I thought J-Dub, I still don't think he's going to eventually, when you're the best version of the Thunder, I don't think he's going to be the second guy. I think he's going to be Chet.
Did you see Stephen A. Smith? I love pointing these things out. It was probably a Freudian slip, but he was like, I've got the Thunder because I think Jamal Williams is going to have a big game. I said, sir, that man played for the Detroit Lions, for the New Orleans Saints.
That's how I get emotional about this. I'm about to cry.
Yeah,
ain't it?
Yeah. It happens. I called.
Do you think he knows his name?
I think he does.
Okay.
One time I called
Les Miles yesterday. Les Snead.
Well, that's a little bit different.
I'm like, that's the GM of the Rams.
I called Nikhil Alexander Walker. I called him Nikhil Harry. I said, man, Timberwolves going to be crazy with N'Keal Harry hooping out there. I'm like, oh, my bad.
Yeah. I told you the story about N'Keal Harry, right?
No.
So he gets drafted by the Patriots, right? I heard this from the horse's, not the horse's mouth, but like the horse's right-hand man's mouth. So N'Keal Harry gets drafted to the Patriots. And Tom Brady says, all right, let's go out and throw the ball around. Meet me at this park. He brings like his guy, like his like main executive assistant or whatever it is, dude. And N'Keal is running routes or whatever. They toss the ball around for like 15 minutes. It was supposed to be like an hour long workout just to kind of gel, have that quarterback wide receiver connection start to be built in the off season. Tom like looks at his phone. He's like, I'm out. Hey, I gotta go. Something came up. Sorry about that. Nothing came up. That's how bad N'Keal Harry was. He hopped in the car, talked to his friend, the guy that he was working for him. He goes, I will never throw that guy the ball. He will never throw the ball.
The workout. Something. No, we're not going to work out, bro. It's cool.
We don't need to work out. I'm never throwing you the ball, ever. No matter if you're wide open on a slant. No one's around. Zone. Nope. You're not getting the ball.
Damn. He was supposed to be going the to dude Edelman. Out of Arizona State.
You could be standing in the end zone by yourself. I'm not throwing you the ball.
I'm throwing it in a double coverage.
And he told the coaches, I'm never giving this guy the ball. So he never played. He's like
throwing the ball out of bounds.
Snap count was crazy. Yes.
Take a sack.
That's how your career gets destroyed by Tom Brady hating your guts.
Oh, that's tough.
Boy, oh boy.
By the way,
you know who wanted to go there? Who they had the opportunity to pick that they did not pick? I heard it actually from the horse's mouth. I interviewed him, and he told me, I thought I was going to be a Patriot. It was my dream to be a Patriot. And probably if this moment happens, they never lose Tom Brady.
Damn, I can't remember the draft. I'm trying to, because N'Keal Harry, and it was somebody else. What
year
was
it? It was the same year as the N'Keal Harry draft?
Yes.
I don't know. Mm. I'm not going to think of it.
A.J. Brown.
Damn.
Oh,
man. That's a rough
Tom
one.
Tom and A.J.
That's
is
tough.
Crazy.
Yeah, wow.
A.J. Brown crying because he couldn't be a Patriot. They draft N'Keal Harry, not even into the offseason, and he says to his coaching staff and to his friend, I'm never throwing him the ball. Dead. Sliding glass door moment.
Yeah. That is tough. Appreciate you, TK. We are locked
you
in.
You in Vegas? You got to help me. I need to fit. I need a fit. I need to be UFC.
Oh, you
ready.
Don't need no help from me. I saw you. I don't know what you were wearing yesterday, but that it was like a royal blue color. That was fire.
Was it fire?
I got that was
like
absolute
a little Nike
heat.
Employee store get like a little sneaky. They had some sneaky like dress clothes in there.
Oh, I was gonna say that didn't look like no Nike stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that was heat.
Thanks.
Yeah, you did that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you are a marvelous accessorizer. Like you can take
accessory queen.
You could take an outfit that's like, oh, this is a solid 6.5, 7,
yeah,
and make it a 10 with the right accessories. Mm-hmm. I feel like your accessories just get built around the outfit.
It does. It does. Because you feel like you can kind of dress them up and dress them down.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't really like to be super dressed up. I feel like whatever the way that my energy is, or maybe I'm just not like comfortable having like a ton of skin. So I kind of like to just let the jewels talk for me instead of the girls talk for me and the games talk for me.
Well, you've had the girls out on more than.
It's really hot. They got
well, it's going to be hot in Vegas.
We'll see. What's the weather about to be?
I think we're approaching 100 in Vegas, ooh. I think.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's 90 there right now, boy. Yeah. Where are you guys staying?
Venetian.
Tell me offline.
Doesn't matter. I always talk about it. That's my spot.
That's your spot.
Rich.
I have no idea where I'm staying. I just got an email today saying that they set my stuff up.
Okay.
So we'll definitely link.
Well, we'll see you next Tuesday for sure, but I'm super hyped. I already sent the text. TK gonna be there. It's up.
Yeah. Once you told me you were going to Vegas, I was like, I know it's the same day. I know it. If he's planning an outfit, it's right around the corner.
Yep. Yep, that's facts.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We'll see you next week.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.